drop something.
Hey, everybody wants to say, so it's Bob.
You know, it's not nice to start recording and not tell people that I have a personal conversation. Then
that's, you're fine.
Start recording, you know, I'm glad I wasn't, you know, talking about something intimate when you started recording.
Like what? I said, you want to record, and you said, yeah, and that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I said... I said, we're going to start recording now.
Can you give me like a countdown, like 5, 4, 3?
A countdown, please.
Hey, everybody, Casey Kasem here, yeah.
Right. How could I come out of a goddamn dead dog story and do this upbeat shit?
I love that, that's funny. Oh my God.
Who the hell... Checkers is dead, and now I gotta talk about Katrina and the Waves.
That's one of the best. If you want to Google that, Casey Kasem is totally going off. Yeah, Google that if you don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, Casey Kasem, that's old. That's like one of the early internet kind of things, you know?
That and there was a guy named Lee Elia, who used to manage the Cubs about that time, and he just totally goes off on the fans. Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty bad, yeah.
Oh,
it's pretty bad.
Lord. You get all upset. Tonight, you're just all upset.
Why am I upset?
Well, apparently, your manliness has been called into question, and...
And that,
you're not too happy about that.
And that's new how.
I was going to say.
How is that different from any other day of my life?
Say, yeah. You know, swish pan, there's little Miles. His dad's like, if you were half the man that I am, you could fix this. You could put in a light bulb.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did your dad ever fix anything around the house? Just asking, you know.
Yeah, the dog. No. he actually, there's a story of where he was painting and he dropped a gallon of paint on the carpet and he actually tried to vacuum it up with like a regular vacuum cleaner.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is a true story. Yeah.
How'd that go?
According to my mom, not very well.
He ruined the carpet, the paint, and the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He didn't even mention that he did that?
No.
He just put it away?
Yeah.
You know, it's like the end of Caddyshack where Carol blows up the golf course and he kind of slinks away. You know,
oh my God. I've been thinking we need to get some new carpet. And maybe a new vacuum, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You won't believe what you get out of these carpets these days.
Yeah, oh, there's many a story about him fixing stuff around the house. Yeah,
or not.
Yeah.
Obviously, he never fixed himself. I mean, you got like 10 brothers and sisters, so.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Either that or there was a lot of swinging going on. Your mom was getting passed around. I don't know.
Huh. Wow. 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 Holy cow. Wow, man.
That was horrible.
Oh, my God, this guy.
I'm just joking. It was just a bad joke. Come on.
I can't wait till next week. Next week, I'm going to destroy this guy. I'm going to destroy him.
Let's wait till next week. I'm sure that'll work out.
As God is my witness. Oh, I'm just going to come out swinging next week. Ooh.
You'll forget. It'll be like this week where I call you after I've waited 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're not online. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
I was doing some marital duties. Okay. Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Okay. And those were?
I was putting away unmentionables.
Oh, okay. So, the things that she doesn't want you to mention or the things that you don't want to mention?
My high-rise bikini briefs I like to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought pretty much at this point all yours were crotchless.
Pretty much. Yeah, I know. I'm sad because my Star Wars underwear actually is starting to get holes in it now.
Yeah,
Damn it.
That's the old Cosby thing where men never buy new underwear until they totally disintegrate. So.
You'll see.
You got a roofie of them so they don't see your crappy underwear.
You'll see.
Well, I was going to tell you about my inabilities as a home repair person here.
Oh, yeah, bring it, yeah.
So, we recently got a new roof. Did I mention this?
No.
Okay, we recently got a new roof.
Holy Christ, this guy. Holy, I wish I had your bankroll, Jiminy Christ.
Well, I didn't have to pay for it, so that's the reason we got it.
Was it like an insurance thing, or you just decided to do it yourself?
No, it was an insurance thing.
Oh, okay.
So they replaced the roof, and they were supposed to, like, you know, we've got, like, this defunct satellite dish in the middle of the roof, you know, on the house.
Like, one of those really big ones? Those old big ones?
No. It was still like a direct TV or whatever, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I'm like, I told him, I said, you know, that can go. Whenever you're taking apart the roof, just get rid of that, you know?
Okay.
And there was another thing up there that was...
Senor, okay.
What's that?
Okay. Senor, okay.
Oh, yeah. So... There was another thing up there. I said, just get rid of that. So I'm going to work, you know. I got to go to work. And so then I come home, and they're working on it. It took a couple days, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they worked fast. They almost had it done on one day, but they had to come back the next day because they ran out of daylight, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So they come back the next day. They finish it up. Well, I'm kind of, you know, looking at it from the driveway, and well, it looks pretty good.
Checking out the young guys up on top of the roof.
Well, no, they're gone at this point. By the time of the second day, they're gone.
You're heartbroken.
Yeah. So, I'm like, oh, it looks good. You know, they looks like everything's back to normal. And
yeah.
They took off this one thing. It was like a decorative kind of like a cupola or something, but it was kind of falling apart. And so I said, chuck it. And it didn't really do anything. It just was, you know, there for the looks, I guess.
Yeah.
And so like a week or two goes by, maybe 2-3 weeks, I guess. And I'm outside in the back of the house with the dogs or whatever, and I look up and I'm like, son of a bitch, that satellite dish is still up there.
The big middle finger gets unfurled.
Yeah. So the thing was, though, they unhooked it, but they just left it laying up there. I'm like,
hey.
Now it was, you know, in their defense, it was cabled and the cable was all kind of attached and everything. But I'm like, just cut the cable. I told them just to get rid of it, you know?
This is what happened, okay? It's like, hey, you know what? This is the jackass that wouldn't give my Aunt Laverne that gas that one time. Yeah. That jackass.
That's right.
Yeah, see, it's all coming back to you now, isn't it? Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I can't leave that up there. I mean, it's starting to get cold, and it's going to snow. And I'm like, this stupid thing is going to, it's not even attached at this point. It's going to fall off of there onto somebody or something, you know?
It's loose.
Yeah, just this loose, sitting up there. Well, it's attached by a wire, but, you know.
By a wire, okay.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't. They forgot, you know, whatever.
They forgot.
So I'm like, this weekend, I'm like, I'm going to take care of that. This is one of the things I'm going to take care of, you know?
Oh, gee, a 50-year-old guy up on a ladder.
Holy I know, crap. I know. So
what could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
Well, thankfully, nothing went wrong. But I had some other things to do, and so I finally get around to doing them. And then, of course, my wife, I said, somebody needs to hold this ladder. I'm not getting on this ladder unless there's somebody holding it the whole time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she decides to take a nap, and so I have to wait for her to wake up. I can't get my kids to do it. They don't even want to be responsible at this point, you know.
Oh, no, Daddy.
Yeah, they're like, we'll call the ambulance. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, they got their cell phones out. They're going to, like, YouTube it.
Yeah, like, exactly. Ah! There you go. Watch my dad fall off the roof.
This is how my dad's a paraplegic.
Yeah, exactly. It's my new game, Jump to Conclusions. So I get the I get everything set up, and I get my wife to come out, and she's holding the ladder, and I said, "Okay, I'm gonna go up here." She's like, "Are you sure?" And I'm like, "Yes, I have decided I'm going to do this today. There's no big deal." She's like, "We can call these roofing people." I'm like, "No, it's, you know, we're done. Let's not go into that, you know. I can't have all these guys show up and heckle me. You know what I mean?"
Yeah.
Not wanting to get on my roof. And anyway, you got on your roof not too long ago. Just saying.
Yeah, that's true.
So I cannot let you show me up in any way, shape, or form.
Well, yeah, but you have, like, some big honking mansion. I mean, I live, like, in a cardboard box. I mean,
you live... All the more reason that you shouldn't get on the roof. But anyway.
You live on, like, some Graceland, you know, lookalike house.
That's
right.
It's exactly a replica of Graceland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Complete with a grave and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go up. And so I had my tools. I was getting ready to go up. I'm going to take care of this. I go up the ladder. It takes forever. It's like an eternity for me to go up this ladder.
Macho man.
Yeah, I get up on the roof. Thankfully, it's not really super pitched. I mean, it is pitched, but it's not like, you know, you're going to slide off the damn thing.
Right.
So I immediately, you know, kind of scurry over to the dish, and I'm like trying to I've got these pliers, couple pair of pliers with me, and I'm trying to undo like these cables from the dish. And I mean, it's like these things obviously have probably been on here since like the 80s or something. I don't know. It was like I'm just wrenching at these things, and all of us, my wife's still down there holding the ladder. And I'm, like, up there, and I'm, like, I'm very uncomfortable. I don't like heights. And I'm not even that high at this point, because I got up on the house at the kind of the one that's closest to the ground.
Good idea. Yeah.
There's a couple points on there. One's, like, really high up, and then the other part's close to the ground, because we're, like, we got a walkout basement, so, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway... I'm up there. I'm furiously working on this cable, trying to loosen up this coax cable thing. Yeah. I did not bring anything to cut with, so I couldn't just cut it. I didn't have like any wire cutters or anything.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I hear, "I'm getting cold." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "What? I'm getting cold. How much longer is this going to be? I have to undo this." And so now I've entered into this conversation about how cold it is while I'm up on this roof, you know, precariously. I went from the part that was safe over onto the really high part so that if I slide off, you know, I'm dropping really far down.
Right.
I'm dropping twice as far or more than I would if I was on the other side. And I'm trying to jack with these things. So I finally get that undone. And I'm like, okay, now I got to throw this thing down. So I had to walk to the other end of the roof to throw it down so I don't hit anything.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing down this thing. It's really cold out here. Are you almost done? I'm like, I got to get this cable. Because now I got this cable laying up here.
Yeah.
That's I need to take care of. I can't just leave a cable laying up there.
Right, well, yeah.
I go over and I'm just going to kind of push the cable down, you know. And it's it's like this, whoever put this in really knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Unlike myself, who knew nothing about any of this. And so it's got all these fasteners all the way down, the side of the, it's like a little bump out kind of, you know, the vertical part of the thing there. And
yeah.
So, and I don't have a screwdriver. So now I'm trying to figure out how the hell am I going to get these things off. It's really cold out here, Bob. I can't be standing out here holding this ladder.
Oh, Jiminy.
I'm like, do you, I go, I'm like yelling, do you realize? If I fall off this roof, I'm going to crush the air conditioning unit.
It's so cold out, we won't need it.
That's right. I don't care about that for another 6 months. Oh, my Lord. So finally, it takes me a long time. I finally get this.
I got to pee.
Yeah, I got to pee. I finally get this cable undone, and I throw it down off the roof, and now I have to get back on the ladder. Do you know how hard it is to get on the ladder after you've been on top of the roof? I didn't realize it was going to be this hard.
Your legs are all jacked up, man.
Well, I know that. That's a whole other bit of business. So my wife's like, well, just jump down. It's not that far.
Oh, yeah. I want to see this.
I go, I can't do that.
Please put this on YouTube immediately if this happens. I want to see this.
I'm like, are you kidding me? There's no way. I had to have, like, double knee replacement. You know what I mean?
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
So I guess I'm just, you know, going to state publicly that is the last time I'll ever get on the roof. Ever. I mean, it's not going to happen again, at least not with that helper. I'll probably have to wait till my son gets a little older and then he'll have to help me or something. But, you know, I just could not stop. I was just like, Miles is on the roof. I got to be on the roof too.
You can't be outdone, yeah.
Yeah, I can't be outdone by Miles, of all people.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just a nightmare, total nightmare. Thankfully, no injuries, other than I scraped up my knuckles a couple times.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't believe it. I'm cold. I'm like, what do you think? I'm on the roof.
I'm cold.
So...
this could wait, you know. We could wait till summer to do this.
Yeah, well, she's just telling me all the different people we could call to have them do this. And I'm like, no, no, no.
My Uncle Rudy can come over. He'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just buy him some beer.
My dad's going to be here next week. We can just wait for him. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, he's like the bionic man. He'd be like the last guy to go up there, Jim.
Yeah, but he'd do it. You know he'd do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, if you, you know, dared him to. Yeah, I bet you couldn't go up there, Mr. X-Football guy.
Yeah, he'd be like, F that, I'm going right up there.
I'll give it the old college try, the way we used to do it at Penn State. Here we go.
That's right. Here we go. Well, here we go. He's tough. He's not like me. He's tough. He could probably jump off of there. He's got all fake joints.
Come on, Dad, jump down.
All right.
So anyway, it all happened, but I was incredibly nervous the whole time, and then also had to put up with the peanut gallery, so.
You know what you should have done just to screw up? Be like, you know what? While I'm up here, I should really clean out the gutters.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Now, you're going to hate it when I tell you this, but we have the gutter guards all the way around, so.
Oh, I know. I have to break down and buy some, believe me. Yeah, I'm up there like mine's like a weekly trip up the ladder to clean up these freaking gutters around here. Right.
We have the aluminum ones. That's, you know, that's good.
Yeah. I think it's a good investment.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Well, it was. I looked at them while I was going down the ladder, and there's nothing in the gutter, so.
Yeah. No, you're lucky.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was my harrowing experience there with the... home improvement.
Right.
But no, I hate heights. And the terrible part is you walk like, you know, 4 foot, and the next thing you know, you're like 20 feet off the ground. You know, you started out, you were only about eight.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's really kind of unnerving.
Yeah.
And especially when you're pitched, you know, at a 45-degree angle or whatever the hell it was, 34-degree
angle. I'm glad you're not doing this from a hospital bed. That's good, you know.
Yeah. At work one time, I was on the roof of a building and about fell off of it, and that was probably about six stories up, so.
Shit.
That pretty much took care of my wanting to go out on roofs a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a rock roof, and I started sliding.
Ooh, that ain't good.
Yeah. It was fun. Holy crap. It was very scary, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Luckily, it all worked out.
Yeah.
Hey. So, what's going on with you, besides, you're not one-upping me on the roof work. At least not this year. At least not this year.
Well, I, you will hate this story, but I went to the school play.
Oh, my God. Is there anybody in it that you fathered?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, were there? Okay.
Yes. My son, my youngest boy, he graduated a few months ago, and, they needed some people to play instruments for the musical.
Oh, okay. So he's in the band.
So he was triangle and kazoo, which...
just like his old man.
Just like his old man. So...
There's no shame in the triangle, son.
And so they were doing, an all-star, tribute to Larry Flint, which is very nice.
That's the alma mater, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And, So he does that. So my wife says, well, this is her talking, like, well, I might as well volunteer too. I'll help with, makeup and wardrobe.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm like, okay, now I'm going to get suckered into this too.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I can't just go there and enjoy it. I'm going to have to get suckered in. And sure enough, I'm, Miles, go buy some toilet paper. There's no toilet paper at the school. It's like, oh, fuck.
Why don't they have any
toilet paper? I got running around,
Talk about budget cuts. Holy moly.
Can you go get us, a couple AA batteries for no reason? Oh, my God.
We need toilet paper and tampons. It's an emergency.
Yeah, can you go get some plugs, please? Oh, God. It's like my wife and Mrs. Shapiro's like, bossing me around. Go on, go buy a bunch of bun cakes.
The bun cake.
For the bake sale. I'm like, oh my God, I was just at the store. Why didn't someone call me? I gotta go back. Totally inconvenienced, right?
Yeah, well, that's your life.
Right. And so there was like three separate performances, and we went to all three.
Of course. You can't seem to stay away from this school. I think eventually you're going to be arrested.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, I legit was there. I was legit. My kid was in it, so...
Oh, okay. It was legit then. All right.
Yeah.
Too legit to quit.
So now it's kind of a weird play, and I don't want to give it really away, but there are a couple notes about the play here. There's actually a scene basically where the lead character gets roofied.
Okay, so this is a biblical play, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, it's a biblical play. Sheba gets Ruthie. No, I don't know. And then, some girl gets, gets the pimp hand,
Yeah. So oh, my God. Sean Connery or something? Life of Sean Connery.
Ah, jeez. Sean Connery. There's quite a bit of innuendo in it. Like the lead, one of the girls that has the most innuendo. Like I was sitting by her dad, and he's almost in tears laughing. Like, oh my God! Oh my God! Yeah, she's saying some fairly, adult things with adult meaning, and I could tell him feeling very uncomfortable hearing this.
He didn't elbow you and go, "I seen her naked."
Yeah. The great part was her character is smoking this fake cigarette, right?
Right.
Like, the whole play, she basically has a cigarette in her hand or her mouth, she's just, that's just her character, right?
Welcome to Oral Fixation High School.
Yeah, very French. Hi. And her dad leans over, he's like, is she going to smoke during the whole play? I'm like, yes, just get used to it. It's happening.
Yeah. Did they get those... Right. Do they even make those candy cigarettes that if you blow on them, the sugar comes off and looks like smoke still?
You know, I don't know. Maybe they do. You probably have to get them, like, from a different country, though.
I was going to say China or something.
Yeah. And, okay, so the first performance is going on. It's, like, Friday night.
Yeah.
And my wife's seen bits and pieces of this already. She hasn't seen the whole thing in its entirety, but she's like, you know, look for this surprise thing and, you know, this and that. She says something about they're going to have a fog machine, right?
Okay.
I'm like, oh, well, you know, on the whippy dip, you know, fog machine.
Cool, ooh, fog machine, yeah.
Woo, fog machine. Ooh.
Yeah.
So, nice. So the play's starting and like immediately, like we looked at each other like, can you smell something?
No, so wait a minute. I think that happens around you a lot. I don't think that this is...
I say, oh, it's the fog machine. Don't worry about the fog machine.
I was going to say, this is an ongoing occurrence. That's why you have pets.
Yeah. It's a dog.
The dog. Again with the dog. Oh, my God.
And so I assure her that there's nothing to worry about. It's the fog machine. I go, I have a fog machine at home, and it smells like this.
You have a fog machine?
Yeah, well, a little cheapy $20 one. I mean, it's nothing.
Okay. I thought I thought whenever you just filled your underwear up with talcum powder, you call it a fog machine.
Actually, I do use powder in my underwear, but I know. So what?
It's a fog machine.
I get a little swampy down there, so yeah, I use a little.
Hey, yeah, whatever. Whatever gets you through the day.
Cuts down on the Fermanda cheese, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say.
So the play has started, and we're probably about 20 minutes into the play. It's probably going to be about a two-hour play, you know. And
you, at the end of the day, you pull out Turkish Delight from about down there, so.
And, okay, so, like, so, okay, so we're a little bit into the play, and I look behind me, I look up the ceiling, and it's like, wow, they're turning on the fog machine kind of at a weird time during the play. It's not even an outside scene, you know? It's like, wow.
Right, yeah, they got to get queued up, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, they're getting queued up, and I look back again, and, like, it's really rolling in fast. Like, wow, they really got this thing working overtime, right?
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, right. Next thing I know,
what? Why'd you park so close to the building?
Yeah, no, it wasn't my car alarm. It's like a full-on fire alarm going off. Right?
Oh my gosh!
So I'm like, I'm laughing. I'm like, the fog machine triggered the you know alarm. No, the place is on fire.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Like, some fan up in the ceiling has, like, you know, shorted out, and, you know, so...
The motor burned up.
I'm one of those idiots that, you know, like, find dead in a fire because you didn't really think it was that bad. You just die of, like, the smoke. I'm going to be one of those.
Inhalation, yeah.
Because next thing I know, like, this lady from out of nowhere shows up with some kind of badge. She's like, you got to go. Get out of here. Get out of here. What?
Fire!
I have no, I know, then I pull a George Costanza. Fire! Fire, Jerry! Fire!
I was clearing the way.
Seemingly.
Seemingly. True.
So get out.
You knocked out my mother.
You know, all these young performers, you know, are outside. You know, I have to use my coat. And I had some blankets I used to shelter the children from the cold.
Yeah, that's right. I will say all female cast members, come over here. I'm very warm in my nether regions because I powdered today. So.
It's baby powder, so no one will suspect anything.
That's right. It's soft as a baby. I mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, so the fire
so
truck
shows up. You got a fire thing, huh?
Yeah, fire truck shows up. I thought they were just going to call it off, and they actually restarted the play quite a while later. But
no, with no fog machine, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they said, no fog machine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we're going to scrap the fog machine tonight's performance.
Yeah.
Wow, you lived through a fire. Go figure.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, yeah, two for my wife. Yeah, one for me. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Two for her and one for you.
Well, her place of work did go up in flames one day.
Oh, that's right. I recall that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, which I'm suspecting she had something to do with.
Well, where was she during this supposed fan fire?
She's like, I gotta go to the toilet. I'll be back. Oh. Wait,
excuse me, I gotta go check the rigging.
There's... Yeah, so I was joking. I was like, you know, the roof.
Oh, nice.
The roof. And like, no one knows this song except the music director.
Yeah.
Director, right? She seems very innocent. I'm like,
yeah, nice.
Like, you don't know that song? She goes, oh yes, I do.
Oh yes, I do.
Yes, I do, Miles.
And right now you're turning me on. If you had powder in your pants, I'd jump you.
Sure, I have no idea.
And you're like,
Yes. Playing the role of Larry Flint tonight will be Miles Title.